Now, behind me, a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 215. We're back with the penguin again. I seem to be back lying on the spare bed, staring at a toy penguin for the third time in the recent sextology of, what is it? I don't know. Six. What's a six version of a trilogy? I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway. I'm assuming it's six. It could be eight. Sometime in the last six or eight episodes, three different occasions, I found myself inadvertently looking at a toy penguin on the windowsill. Is the third time. What's a six? A six version of a trilogy? Sexology, I suppose. I don't know. That sounds dirty. It sounds absolutely filthy. Sex is illegal in Ireland and you're not allowed to discuss it in podcasts. It's a sin. You get put in the sin bin for that. If you come on the podcast or any other type of publication and talk filth, someone comes along basically and kicks the crap out of you. The IRA come down from the north and they come with guns and they say, we don't have any guns anymore, but if we had, I'd be holding a gun right here. One that looks like this one that I'm holding here, look. But of course we don't have any guns now. We've put all our arms beyond use. It's been verified by an independent international adjudicator, so you're not looking at this gun at all. You're imagining it's all in your mind. You're racist against IRA members. You're automatically assuming that I'm pointing a gun at you, which as a matter of fact, as it happens, I am, but you're nonetheless, you're not looking at it. You're so afraid. You're not seeing what's in front of you and you're just assuming that I'm holding a gun. So I might as well have one, but of course I don't. You're imagining it. Anyway, I'm going to shoot you in the head because you said something about, I don't know what you said. You said something 30 years ago. I can't remember what it was, but I'm retaliating against the retaliation against the retaliation against the thing that whoever originally happened. It's called the tit-for-tat killing. It's not to be confused with tic-tac. That's a breath freshener. Although I seem to remember as a child, Tic Tacs weren't marketed as breath fresheners. They were marketed as a delicious mint-flavoured sweet that comes in a cool box. It was only in the last 10 years ago or so that I noticed it being a breath freshener. As far as I'm concerned, sweets aren't breath fresheners. Sweets are for rotting your gums. If you need your gums rotted, you go and buy some sweets and you stuff them in your mouth. How that's going to freshen your breath, I don't know. But at least it's a Trojan teeth rotter. It's like a Trojan horse. I've got a Trojan cat. She's called Kofi. When she arrived here, she was one tiny little kitten about a year ago, and then she got pregnant and produced 1852 kittens. So I called that a Trojan cat. She's basically like the giant horse that was sneaked into the city of Troy, and it turned out it had 18,000 soldier cats inside it, although admittedly they weren't conceived at the time that Kofi arrived, although their eggs were there because females have eggs in them from the time they're born. A female is born with eggs. I don't know if that's the case with chickens. Are chickens born with eggs in them? Because if that's the case, they'd be well past their sell-by date by the time they were laid. I don't mean by the time the chicken got laid, I mean even later than that, by the time the chicken lays the egg. So, I don't know. Maybe we ignore that. Maybe that's why we have a sell-by date rather than an oldest age date. We don't say, don't eat this egg if it's older than the age on the packet. And we say it's 5 years. No, we don't say that. We give an actual date. So the egg could have been conceived 85 years ago. But as long as you eat it before the 7th of October 2009, you're fine. So there you go. What else was I going to say to you? I don't know. I was going to say, I'll pretend I was going to discuss, let's see, I don't know, do you know? You probably don't. How would you? Don't take this the wrong way, but you're just you. You're just the person on the other end of the telephone listening to the podcast. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, I'm not listening on the telephone, what's he talking about? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, you can listen to Into Your Head by telephone. If you go to intoyourhead.com and go to the How to Listen page, you'll see there's a phone number that you can ring and listen to Into Your Head on the telephone. I assume it still works. I don't know. Frankly, I don't really care. But nonetheless, it means that if at any point I say that you, I allude to the fact that you might be listening down to the telephone, I can prove it. I can say you could be listening down the telephone. So there. I'm not bullshitting you. It says no shite here. Absolutely no shite whatsoever. And even if there was, it would be healthy shite that could be used as manure. Down here where I live, down in a remote area of Ireland, we have manure all over the place. I'm looking at the moment at a field across halfway between here. Oh no, about two-thirds of the way between here and the horizon. Although the horizon isn't that far away today. But nonetheless, I'm looking at a field of corn, and I know from experience that at some point, in fact I remember a few months ago, the smell, that field was covered in manure, was covered in shite, and as a result we now have a field of corn, or whatever that corn coloured stuff is. I don't know, I presume it's corn or wheat or barley or something. I suppose it could be hash. I don't know, I'm not an expert on drugs or cereal products, but nonetheless, that's going to be in someone's mouth at some point in the next few months. It might be in a cow's mouth, admittedly, although that would be, it seems a bit weird, to be perfectly honest, that a field this close to the town would be selling something as low, would be producing something as low, as low a profit margin as cow's food, although I'm assuming that it's a low profit margin. I don't know. But there was a time when a year or two ago that field could have been sold for several million euros and had houses built on it like this one did. The field where I am not too long ago was full of shite. It was full of shite and corn, and then someone bought it and built houses on it, and I'm in the house. The rest is history. All of the stuff before that is history too, but I decided to say the rest is history, because that's what you say. You have to say something big and important and soundbitey. You have to say one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, one ginormous leap for an ant. If an ant were to take go the same distance without having the distance reduced to scale for an ant, you have to admit that's true. I mean, if you brought an ant to the moon, the ant really, if you on a scale basis, the ant is travelling a lot further than humans did. If a human is travelling a distance 10,000 times its height, then the ant is travelling a distance 8 billion times the ant's height. Although, how would you measure the height of an ant? I don't know. Which way would you? Would you measure it from the head to the tail, or from the bottom of one of its legs to the top of its head, or to the top of its arse? I suppose, I don't know. I don't know, maybe you just put it on a level surface, but there's no level surfaces on Earth. The Earth is round. Every piece of ground on the Earth is curved. That was established many centuries ago. If you're still trying to measure the height of things, unless they're completely two-dimensional things, you can't get anything that's wide. You can't line it up on the flat surface, because there's no flat surfaces, so you're not going to be able to accurately measure its height, unless you're some sort of I don't know, unless you're some sort of I don't know, in which case I don't know, you're probably just I don't know, something's wrong there. Stuff.